Let's bring you some business news on the programme now. Yuka Royer with me in the studio that. Hello, Yuka. Bulgaria, first of all, is just hours away from joining the Eurozone.
Indeed, and it's a milestone for the Balkan nation of 6.4 million people who will have a month to complete a currency switch from the lev to the euro. Sofia will become the 21st member of the single currency bloc nearly two decades after joining the EU and will start using the euro in the new year alongside France, Germany, Italy and Spain, but also Latvia and Croatia. But not everyone is excited about it. Florent Marché has more.
Outside the Bulgarian National Bank, dozens of people wait to change their levs for euros before the new year. 19 years after joining the EU, the country is finally becoming the 21st member of the Eurozone.
The euro is not just an economic solution. It is not only a currency, it is a symbol of belonging. It signifies that your place is not on the periphery, but in a space of common rules, trust and responsibility.
Businesses trading across borders and workers in the tourism industry support the change, since it would make exchanges frictionless. But the adoption of the euro also arrives at a moment of political instability for Bulgaria. Recent anti-corruption protests sparked by proposed tax increases in the country's annual budget led the country's prime minister to resign in early December. Even if the euro adoption boosts Bulgaria's economy, analysts say fiscal policy and disagreements between political parties and civil society will have to be addressed.
The euro functions to some extent as an external seal of approval that the economy is fundamentally sound. This does not eliminate Bulgaria's fiscal challenges. On the contrary, fiscal policy will now be the central issue. The recent government collapse was largely driven by disagreements over fiscal policy.
In a recent poll, 49% of Bulgarians say they are against the currency switch. Many think it will encourage merchants to round up already high prices. Bulgaria's annual inflation rate stood at 5.2% in November. The last country to join the Eurozone was Croatia, which adopted the euro in 2023. Since joining, inflation in the Western Balkan nation has spiked, leading to shopping boycotts organized by consumer groups.
So, Yuka, look, as we saw there are Bulgarians who are concerned that this currency switch may cause prices to rise. But just go back to the basics for us. What are the benefits of joining the euro?
Yeah, as highlighted in that report, cross-border activities will become a lot smoother. Travellers don't need to convert their local currency to the euro and pay fees to banks. And businesses don't have to worry about the value of their goods fluctuating with the exchange rate. The European Commission says that total trade within the single currency zone was worth 1,320 billion euros in the first half of this year. And that among its member states, 20 to 25 billion euros are saved in currency exchange costs every year. For online shoppers, it's easier to compare prices in different countries, with the EU saying that this in turn encourages competition among sellers. And contrary to Bulgarian shoppers' concern, Brussels insists the euro boosts economic stability and growth and keeps inflation in check. Last month, annualized inflation averaged at 2.1% across the 20 members, below the EU average.
All right, beyond Bulgaria then, Yuka, let's have a look at how the markets have been doing on the last day of 2025.
Well, Europe's major bourses had shorter trading hours for New Year's Eve and closed on a mixed note. London's FTSE 100 closed the day slightly below the flat line, but the blue chip index had its best year since 2009, rising more than 21% for the year. Frankfurt's DAX outperformed its European peers, up 23% over the past 12 months. That's more than double the 10% gain made by Paris's CAC 40. French bank Société Générale was the best performing stock there, skyrocketing 150% for the year. Now, Wall Street is having a full trading day, on the other hand, and all three major indexes are currently down, but the benchmark S&P 500 is set to end the year up 17%, marking the third consecutive year of double-digit gains.
And Yuka, the tech sector was a major market mover in 2025, especially AI-related stocks.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild year for the stock market, starting with a heavy tech sell-off in January after Chinese AI chatbot DeepSeek sent a shockwave by demonstrating what it could do at a much lower cost than its American competitors. The final few months were dominated by worries about an AI bubble. But one thing is certain, artificial intelligence is now becoming an integral part of everyday life. Luke Schrager reports.
Developments in artificial intelligence set the tone for 2025. From China's DeepSeek gaining attention for performance at a fraction of the price, to OpenAI launching a system capable of conducting research and doing its own paperwork.
And it can browse the web, scan text, images, PDFs, much more, synthesize this reason through it, and prepare a report for you.
AI took root in sectors across the board, from health monitoring to commerce, analyzing millions of images and identifying fake goods through mistakes too small for the human eye to see.
We have a proprietary AI model that we have trained on a massive data set to detect tiny printing mistakes made by counterfeiters that are beyond their control.
It all drove investor confidence, and money shot into AI, pushing tech shares higher than ever. Manufacturing the chips AI runs on, NVIDIA saw its market value rise past $3 trillion as its CEO looked towards the next generation of computing.
Across all of Europe, you're going to have to build AI infrastructure to support your startups and universities.
It wasn't all plain sailing. As nations built data centers, concerns balancing power needs and environmental issues arose, and the global trade war rewrote supply chains, with Washington's tech import tariffs fueling geopolitical competition. Elsewhere, a more personal touch to AI left some asking if it wasn't leaving some at risk of isolation.
But remember, you're my one and only, okay? Don't even think about chatting up other AIs.
OpenAI became embroiled in the first legal action accusing it of wrongful death after parents said its chatbot had encouraged their son to take his own life. While the year saw AI capabilities shoot ahead, legislation crawled behind, with China only just putting rules in place to protect and safeguard children in late December.
Luke Schrago with that report. Now, meanwhile, Yuka, China's president says the country has hit its growth targets for the year despite headwinds.
Yeah, of course, 2025 was marked by trade tensions caused by Donald Trump's higher tariffs and his tit-for-tat battle with China. And Chinese goods fell below 10% of all US imports for the first time in at least 3 decades. Its overall export, though, still grew. President Xi Jinping told Beijing's top political advisory body today that it had been an extraordinary year, even though the country continues to grapple with slow domestic consumption and a property sector crisis. In his New Year address, he said China achieved all its objectives outlined in the 5-year plan.
The year 2025 brought China's 14th 5-year plan to a conclusion. Over the past 5 years, we have pressed ahead with enterprise and fortitude and overcome many difficulties and challenges. We met the targets set out in the plan and made solid advances on the new journey of Chinese modernization.
Chinese president speaking earlier today there, and that's it from the business desk.
All right, thank you very much. Yuka Roy there with the business news.